Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another History Mystery Boo! Coming to you live from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. Well, to be more precise, the parking lot of a Barnes & Noble during Christmas rush, which is kind of, sort of, close to our nation's capital. First of all, I'd like to apologize to everyone for being deficient in the History Mystery Boo category. It's just one of those vagaries of life. Jobs, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and before that, any other host of non-boo real-life activities getting in the way of a successful string of tiny micro-podcasts. Anyway, because I only have so much time on this thing, I'm going to get right to it. The last question asked on this program was, which American president was the first to use the line item veto? That's right, the line item veto. And the answer may surprise you. It wasn't Bill Clinton. It was Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederate States of America. That's right. They built it right into their Constitution. A Confederate president can line item veto to his heart's content, and it's all legal. Now, for the next week's question, we're going to get away from the American Civil War, which I find fascinating, but may not be everybody's cup of tea, and go into things nautical. So here's the question for the next boo. Name three countries that have landlocked navies. That means real navies that cannot get out onto the ocean and do shooty things, but are stuck somewhere on a lake or a river or wherever. Name three navies, and as a bonus round question, can you provide the name of the country that has the largest landlocked navy on the planet? That's right. What's the largest landlocked navy in the world? And that's our question. Thanks for listening, and tweet your answer to HistMistBoo on Twitter.com. That's HistMyst BOO. At Twitter.com, or reply on Facebook, or reply here on the third point of singularity. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.